Tonight's shiur, Simen Kuf Dalid, Sif Hei Vav Zayin and Ches. Sif Hei. B'chol mokom shepoisik, whenever a person interrupts his Shmona Esrei, im shok de ligmoros kulo, if the delay was long enough to recite the entire Shmona Esrei, chozel the Rosh, he has to go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei. V'im lav, if not, chozel t'chilas ha-brocha shepoisik ba, he would go back to the beginning of the bracha where he interrupted. If it wasn't that long a delay, he just goes back to the beginning of the bracha. But if the interruption was during the first three brachas of Shemon Esrei, Chozel Roshi goes back to the beginning, because we treat the first three brachas as one unit. And if the interruption was at the end, the last three brachas, Chozel Ritzei goes back to Ritzei, because those are also one unit. Mr. Bursif Kahn Yudgim, Imsha, if the delay was long enough to recite the entire Shmona Esrei, afilu rak shtika ba'alma below dibur, even if it was just silence and he did not interrupt with speech, afilu rak bein bracha lebracha, even if it was a stop between brachas, if the delay was long enough to say the whole Shmona Esrei, sifkan yudal kulo the whole Shmona Esrei, afilu oim v'sod tefila, even if he was at the end of davening, misharinin mitchilas hatfila ad sofa, we still look at it for the time it takes to say the whole Shmona Esrei, not the time it takes to say the rest of Shmona Esrei. Sivkan desvav, chozer v'chulu. So he goes back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei. V'im lo chozer l'rosh, let's say he didn't go back to the beginning. Ela malkam shepasak u'gemara. He goes back to where he left off and picks up from there. So he didn't do what he's supposed to do. What's the halacha? Tzorich lachzer l'rosh u'lispal kol tefila. He has to go back and dive in the whole Shmona Esrei again. Vahani mili, when do we say this? Shaya oinis gamor. When the interruption was because of a complete oinis. He could not continue. Avol oinis list the mukhe gavnish niskol ha'er. But if the reason why he stopped his davening is because there were bandits coming, or because of the case we mentioned above of a snake or an akrav or a shor, b'di'eved yotza. B'di'eved, if he picked up where he left off, he would be yotza. Maybe the halacha is like the yesh'om who's lenient. Now we have the word hanal, but we don't have the mekilim yet. That's coming up. So I think maybe it's behanal. Maybe it should have said, maybe the halacha is like the yesh'om that are mekel in these cases. The zelo mekil oinus, that it's not really called an oinus. And we'll see that shortly.
Hanirel halon.
Maybe it means I was wondering that too, if it should be al halon instead of hanir l'el. Sifkan tezayin leroish, he goes back to the beginning. Hinelifima da onu nohag and kachros haramol el besimen samachay. According to how we conduct ourselves, based on the decision of the Ramol back in Simen Samachay, got a kriyishma when it was concerning kriyishma. Kedasa poiskim, like those opinions, the enu chos leroish ki im b'shehashehiya haya machmas oinus. It's only if the delay was due to an oinus. The same is true when it comes to an Esrei. It's only if it's an oinus that you're stopping for. Ach yesh oimim, but some say, when we talk about an interruption because of a scorpion or an ox that's coming his way, or he's interrupted because of bandits or anything like that, that's also called an oinus. And he couldn't daven at that time, and it's a complete hefsik. It would make him go back to the beginning if the delay was long enough to say the Shmona Esrei. But some disagree. That's not called an oinus. What's an oinus? Oinus is when he has to stop because he can't daven then. Or the place is not fit for davening. As opposed to an extraneous oinus from the outside that's preventing him from davening. The Magen Avraham, decides, and many achronim with him, that for Shmona Esrei, even an extraneous oinus is called an oinus. Since after all, when it comes to Shmona Esrei, the Rishonim will hold that if he delays long enough to finish the whole thing, even without an onus at all, he goes back to the beginning. Not like the Ramah in Hilchos Kriyas Shema. Only by Kriyishma we say that it's not called an oinus unless it's a personal oinus that he can't continue to daven or the place isn't fit to daven. If he didn't delay that long, then he goes back to the bracha he left off. What's something to say? His silence wasn't long enough to say the Hoshem Nesrei. But he did have a long delay. If the whole delay was just long enough to say a bracha, everyone agrees, you go back to that spot and that's all. Look what he wrote in the name of Derech HaChaim. Take a look in the Be'er Locha. He quotes, I'm Derech HaChaim. That we're talking about a hefsek where he spoke, as opposed to just silence or delay. Even if he was forced to stop, you see, he brings a proof from the case of the person who could not control his bladder. We hold, you go back to where you stopped. It doesn't say he goes back to the beginning of the bracha. The Chamudah says it means going back to the beginning of the bracha. Oh, brings another support. It's talking about someone who speaks. After the parish of Rosh, if you look in Vilna Goyin, the sugya isn't only talking about speaking. The gam halicha mikri hefsek, walking or moving away, is also a hefsek. But it would seem the din is like the Derech HaChaim. The Dilma Davka Shah Mishum does Hayagamkin Kasas Hefsika de Halicha. That case was different because he moved away. Mashenkin Bashila Avad as opposed to just standing silently. On a Pima Godim Mashma Da'afal Shtika Balmud Sarchlas Rosh Bacha Pima Godim seems to say that even a silence alone is enough to go back to the beginning of the Bacha. Tzarch Ian. If you look into it. Chdush Bekiv Egg Mishim Kavzayim Mashma Shanish Argamkin Subbis in his Ayos as Suffolk. So the Mishnah Berurah is saying that this delay might have to be more than just being silent. He starts off by saying, if it wasn't that long a delay, you go back to that bracha. Shlosha b'shtik u'delim u'kula. But then look in the Derech HaChaim, who wants to say that it's just shtika, could be that doesn't count at all. The hefsek that makes you go back is a hefsek where you spoke or walked away. Sifkan yudches, choyz l'tchilas ha-bracha, goes back to the beginning of the bracha, desfir le dechamira tefilin zemi kriyishma. They hold that Shmoneh Esrei is more serious than Shema. Well, if he goes by Kriyishma, Birchoseh Asagi B'shehifzik La'achsel Malkan Shepasek, because by Kriyishma, or Birchus Kriyishma, if you interrupt it, you have to stop. You go back to the exact spot where you left off. Al-Bakan De'in L'chis Bracha. Here, we're more strict and say, go back to the beginning of the Bracha where you interrupted. K'ay li'adeh shehiya rabba niskak la'bracha. By the delay, it ruined the Bracha. V'davka im hashiyah ha'yaseh b'emtzeh bracha. Now this is if the delay is in the middle of a bracha. Al b'em bracha l'bracha b'dyev unless about if the delay is between brachas, that's not an issue. Kol shloh shahak d'ilig makul, as long as you didn't delay long enough to finish the Hoshem Nesim. V'ayim b'alocha, look in the b'alocha. Sifkan yutes ha'bracha. He goes back to the beginning of the bracha where he interrupted. Ayim b'chayad m'shakasif, chayadim writes, let's say he didn't go back to the beginning of the bracha. He went back to the spot where he left off. Once he finishes the bracha, so he shouldn't go back. So even by Kriyishma, we say, go back to where you left off. By Shmoneh Esrei, being more strict, go back to the beginning of the bracha. If he did for Shmoneh Esrei, like he does by Kriyishma, just picked up where he left off, he's Yotza. Now if you look in Mokin Yiborim, he entirely disagrees with Shulchan Aruch's halacha. Because if he writes, he writes that the halacha, if you don't delay long enough to say the Hoshem Nesrei, it's not called a delay at all. It's not called a hefsek. You always go back to the place where you stopped. Either the Tosfos says you go back to the beginning of the bracha. That's when you waited long enough to finish the Hoshem Nesrei. Tosfos holds that such an oinus is not such an oinus for Shmoneh Esrei, and therefore you don't do the whole Shmoneh Esrei. Ubir Hagua mask Mashita Sarash Bong Basisif, whereas the Vilna Goin agrees with the sheet of the Rash Bon Basis of Ansham, Umash being it will come from him, to be called Gavni in a Khazirakla Osa Maksh Basavat. That no matter what the situation, you go back to the spot where you stopped. Unless you delayed long enough to say the Oshman Esrei, and the delay was an oinus. Then you go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. So there are numerous opinions about where you go back to and what qualifies as an oinus that he would have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. If the interruption was in the first three brachos of Shmoneh Esrei, it goes back to the beginning. They call Elu kibracha achshashiv. This is all considered one bracha. L'kach afil lo shah, therefore, even if he didn't delay long enough to say the whole Shmoneh Esrei, choyzer rosh tefillah, he has to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei, because the first three brachos are one unit, or the ritzei, or to end of Shmoneh Esrei to ritzei. Well, if yimashe kasavti b'shem ha'gov magen gibarim, according to what I wrote from the gun of magen gibarim, who are din hacha here too, and serach lasar, aklaus to moshe pasi, you just go back to where you interrupt. They held, you always go back just to the place where you stopped. So here too, even the first three brachos, the same brachos, the mechaber takes a much more strict view. Sifkan chafav chos of the roish, you go back to the beginning. The mechaber says, "Kas v'chalav v'chad writes, hadavka kishasim kvar habracha." When you finish the bracha, hifzik be'emse bracha. If you interrupt in the middle of a bracha, ein chos at chilas osa bracha, back to the beginning of that bracha, the kol be'emse l'nikul chazara el tikun haloshen. If you're in the middle of a bracha, then it's not called going back, it's called fixing up something you did wrong, or fixing up the language. So he held that you only go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei if you were between the brachas of the first three. But if you're in the middle of a bracha, just go back to that bracha. Se'iv Vav. Hadam Miran Im Shokte Ligmas Kula. When we say that he delayed long enough to say the whole Shmoneh Esrei, Bakore Misha'arina. We're talking about the one who's saying the Shmoneh Esrei. In a Sach Betfila, if someone, a new halach, if someone talks during Shmoneh Esrei, Dino in a Chazarak din Hafsaka Samuros Besimizeh. We treat the din of going back the same the way we treat the interruption. Until now, we're talking about he interrupts the Shmoneh Esrei because of a wagon, because of an ox, because of a snake, because of a scorpion, or a listim. If he speaks, it's the same as that. Why is it called a kore? We say shok the ligmos kulo ba kore. He's a mispalo. So Mr. Brewer says, not at kore, we took the language of kore, mishum the denzen novei mi kriyishma, because this halacha originates with kriyishma. The shamgam kendi nahachi, there we have the same halacha. Kamoshakas of Eel, but Simon Samachay Sifal Bagol, like we wrote before, and Simon Samachay Sifal in the Ramah. So it kept the language of kore like we have by kriyishma. If Konchav Gimel Imsach a new halach, he talks during davening. Vodinim Hiskim Oira Shoshar Yamim Betfila. This is also true if someone mentioned in his Shmoneh Esrei an event that isn't current. Kigon Shoshabbos V'Yontev Bechol. It's Sunday and he's davening Shabbos davening or Yontev Kigavening, anything like that. Gam Ken Dinu Kisach. This is if he talked in the Shmoneh Esrei. This is clarified in much greater detail later in Simon Kuf Ches. Look there. So if he talks during his davening, it's like any other interruption. What about if he talks during Kriyashma or its brachas? Look back in the Mishnah Berurah and Simon Samachay Sifah. Sifkan Chafei, Kidin Hafsaka. So it's treated like any other Hafsak. What's allow me to say? Timsach be'emse bracha sichem u'etes. If a person talks a little bit during a bracha, v'afilu im lo shai de'zek de'ligmeres k'osu bracha, even if the delay wasn't long enough to say the whole bracha, chozer shel bracha has to go back to the beginning of the bracha. V'im shai de'asicha de'ligmeres kol tefila, and if his delay through his talk was long enough to say the whole davening, v'rosh shel sofa from beginning to end, chozer shel tefila, he has to go back to the beginning of the davening. Well, if he matched the Aunu the Elvis of Kant design, according to what we clarify in Simf Kant design, Lo Yidin Zer Rak Bishes Sacher de Oinis. This means he talked in a case of Oinis. He's forced to talk. Gonai de Anos, Velistic Hagav the Chanal. His life is being threatened, there are bandits, anything like that. Am Sach Shaloba Oinis. But let's say he spoke and it wasn't an Oinis. Kim Bishkoga. It's a mistake. Ide Zatos, whatever the mistake was. Oshes Savish Umut, maybe he thought it was okay. Even if the delay was long enough to say the whole Shmoneh Esrei, she doesn't go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. He goes back to the beginning of the bracha. V'imsach ben bracha lebracha, and if he speaks between brachas, avagav da asa isa b'zeh, even though it was totally forbidden, mikamakam l'shach b'zeh shum tikun l'kulyama, everyone agrees there's no way to mend his error. El miyad achra sichu gomit fila, so he stops talking, goes back to finish his manesve. V'imsach b'mezen, what if he talks on purpose? What if he intentionally talks? Tzorach iyan god within zeh, there's a big shiloh. Some say he has to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, a filah b'sichum ratif, even if it was very brief. Some say there's no difference of shogeg and meiz. If you look back in Be'alach, turn the page back for a second. When the Be'alach says dino k'din hafsakas, that talking is like the other interruptions. Aymish nebu mashak savla dimsak sichum ratif. If he spoke a little bit, Ratzalah means afilably in us without an oinus. Kimash der Chaim v'nachon. That's what der Chaim says. V'da'od, you should know further. The bechal malkum shemana b'nyanim elu chayz the rosh abachal. When we say go back to the beginning of the brachal, b'diyavid and lo chayz. Let's say he didn't go back. Elu lachz the rosh abachal. We don't make him go back to the beginning. Ki b'diyavid samchin al rashba. B'diyavid, we will rely on rashba. Tisvili the bechal b'nyanim elu elu lachz the rosh abachal. Kamal kashe pasuk. Who holds in all these cases? You just go back to where you stopped, not the beginning of the bracha. Can cause really rab, but not like the Taz. Can pose chayod mishvah sol ma'incham. But far that's a god. The masculine the Rashba, especially the goyin who agrees to the Rashba, and that's what he quoted in the Mishnah Berurah as well. Further, umasha kasavnu odin in mezid. As far as someone who talks, and literally, the guy's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, picks up his phone, he answers a call in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. But mezid. Yesh oim sam sechaz a rosh. Go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Hudas habach knesset gedoyla magen avom el yirav pichosh chayod magen gibor gamuch pichosh vagod the son kabach, and it's pretty clear that the pichosh and the goyim also hold like this bach. Das havi ezi v'udoham b'shem rav gershon ruachas chaim b'shem rav gam kincha. Many rishonim hold this way. Umasha kasav, but then we write yeshom deloshna ben shogel meizit. There are those who say there's no difference shogel meizit. Who's that? Hudas hashulchan aruch or mechaber doesn't differentiate. Ulevosh olas tamid. Taz, the Rechaim, Vagor b'shem Harashba, Gam Kemeshit the Zu, the Gun holds that's the Rashba Shita. After whom Mekel Yosef, he's even more Mekel. The Filu B'Soch Mezin and Chaz Rosh HaBrocha, that if you talk about Mezin, don't go back to the beginning of the Brocha. Rak Lamok to cross just the way you interrupt. Kuhach Shita So, this Filu came B'Soch B'Shogig, that's what he holds by Tom B'Shogig. So, when the Mishnah Berurah says, Sarachi and Godol, it's because you have this tremendous machloikis of all of these achroinim and samishoinim of what to do, and that's what he writes. So if you go to what happens when a person talks for mezid, but no one disagrees that it's forbidden to do that. You're not supposed to answer the phone during Shemoneh Esrei, not during Kriya Shema, during Berachas Kriya Shema either. Siv Zayin, Enu Poisik, Lo Lekadosh, Lo Lekedusha. When a person dies Shemoneh Esrei, does not stop, not for Kaddish, not for Kedusha, El Yishtik, just listens, silent. He's silent. That's as if he responds, but he's not allowed to actually respond. The Amos says, and they call up for Leah, and a poisik, he does not stop his davening. He does not interrupt the Shemoneh Esrei to respond to Kash, as long as Yeshme Rabba, who are done the Baruch Hu, he doesn't answer Yeshme Rabba, doesn't answer Baruch Hu. He should be quiet and listen, ad yisparach, until yisparach. Sekon cheches, via ka'oine, and by listening, it's as if he says it himself. Le'inyin sheyetzim b'zei, dechi of kash kedusha, it's as if he said it himself only in so far as being yoytze kash kedusha. Komokom lo chashav hafzik, but it's not considered a hafzik. And the Be'alocha brings the shittas who hold, it's actually a machoik, some say it is a hafzik. Sefkon chav tes, eno posek, if he gets an aliyah, during Shemoneh Esrei, he does not stop his Shemoneh Esrei. If in Pasuk, but let's say he did stop. V'chein l'kash kedusha, or kash kedusha. Dina k'sach meizit. So he's the loch of the fellow who talked on purpose. Well, das a poskim d'sham chayz v'rosh, according to those that hold you go back to the beginning, gam z'chayz v'rosh, let's go back to the beginning here too. Achim savish shemut l'has, but let's say he thought it was allowed to stop. Then, havi k'shoigig. V'en l'chayz l'rosh, v'chein l'den doesn't go back to the beginning, goes back to where he left off. V'em k'ru'u l'sefer tov, v'oimen achat fish Shemoneh Esrei. What if they call him for an aliyah, and he's actually finished Shemoneh Esrei. Afilu hiskli dinal kind of sur, but he didn't start al kind of sur yet. Poisik va'oila, he should stop and take the aliyah. Achizor lo milotzon kodem, he should say ilorotzon before he goes up. So he didn't say al kind of sur. And they call him for an aliyah, he should say ilorotzon and go take the aliyah. Si'if ches. Achar shesim Shemoneh Esrei brachos, kodem al kind of sur. Once a person has finished one of Esrei, before Kanesor, Yachal on his Kedusha, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he can already respond to Kedusha, Kadosh, and Baruch Hu. Vayinla, come on, Simen Kuchach Beis, Dor Mothos, and look at Simen Kuchach Beis. Mishtabura, Sukon Lamed, Achash Hashem Bechulu, Hanashom Agam, Yilurotzim Kuhn Lakanesor. He said Yilurotzim before the Lakanesor. Dim Lokan, if he didn't say Yilurotzim, also the Hafsik, Kim Mafsik. Moshe Kosa Besimen Kuchach Beis. Like he writes there in Kuchach Beis. Well, there, Ramaz Ramah, that's what Ramah is hinting. Look at Hanukkah Beis. The notes on the side point out that the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch is that you have to say the Yidoratzon before your Mafsik, but the Ramah later on Kuf Kuf Beis holds that you don't even need the Yidoratzon and you're allowed to be Mafsik.